But first, heading into last weekend, the Arizona Department of Corrections, Rehabilitation, and Reentry issued an unexpected press release. It said that the department is, quote, prepared to perform its legal obligation and commence the execution process as part of the legally imposed sentence, end quote. Executions in the state have been on hold for 7 years, in part because of a lack of access to the so-called cocktail of drugs used in carrying out capital punishment. But the department's release also says it has, quote, been working diligently to obtain the drugs necessary to implement executions in the state of Arizona and to identify sources to prepare the drugs in compliance with Arizona law, end quote. Earlier, I spoke with Assistant Federal Public Defender Dale Baish to get his reaction.
Well, we are surprised at the timing. It's been almost 7 years since Arizona carried out an execution, and we're coming out of a pandemic, and why now?
Is there anything that makes any sense to you from that side of the aisle to say, yes, we're ready to resume this?
To us, the timing is random. We have no idea why the department chose this moment to go forward.
Why has there been this number of years without an execution in Arizona?
In 2014, the state of Arizona executed Joseph Wood, and it botched that execution. It took an hour and 57 minutes for Mr. Wood to die. And as a result of that execution and subsequent litigation, the department rewrote its protocol, agreed to limit the kind of drugs that it will use to carry out executions, and made the process more transparent.
If in fact, or maybe I should say when in fact, the state decides to proceed, if the state determines it wants to and it has the available drugs to do it, what can folks, if anything, on the other side do?
As more information becomes available when the state announces that it actually requested an execution date, as more information becomes available, we will continue to assess the situation, focusing on safety and efficacy of the drugs, the legitimacy of the supply, and the readiness of the department to move forward.
Are there any questions that pop to mind for you? You already mentioned the fact you're not sure why the timing would be like this. So what other questions come to mind for you as someone who's been involved in this for a long time?
Well, I think the big question is the source of the drugs that will be used to carry out the execution. There are federal laws that the state is required to comply with, and we want to be sure that the state is following the law.
What is the state of mind of Americans generally when it comes to executions and capital punishment? Have we seen a shift dramatically one way or the other?
We have seen through polling that support for the death penalty has declined. And that number goes down even more when the respondents are given the option of life without parole as an alternative to the death penalty. You've seen the number of states that carry out executions decrease. We've seen states abandoning the death penalty as failed public policy. We're seeing that in Virginia. There's talk in Ohio about abandoning the death penalty. So I think as time goes on, people will view this as an ugly relic of our past.
Is some of that shift more tied to people thinking it's barbaric, or is it more tied to the fact that there have been some wrongfully convicted people who've been then wrongly executed?
I think there are a number of reasons why people oppose the death penalty. There are those who are morally opposed to it. We also see that there are exonerations of people who are on death row. And it's frightening to think that an innocent person could be executed, and also the cost of the death penalty. That money could be front-loaded into our government and provide resources for children and juveniles, so that we give people the tools to stay out of the criminal justice system. So there are a variety of reasons why people oppose, but the takeaway is that support for the death penalty is declining.
That is Dale Baish, Assistant Federal Public Defender. Dale, always good to talk with you. Thanks and be well.
Take care, Steve.